Ladies and gentlemen, contrary to public belief, this is a public service program to improve the health and well-being of the nation. Yeah, thank you very much indeed. The recent survey came out that Skipton in Yorkshire is the happiest place to live. Now, I haven't done any research, but I just assume that listening to the James Whale Radio Show podcast is probably the happiest moment you're going to have in any one day. So welcome to the program. Nice to have you with us. Tell your friends we're here. This program is produced by Rob. My talk radio program is produced by, well, by anybody I can find on the day that we do it, to be quite honest with you.
They haven't got a budget then.
Well, they have a budget, but nobody wants to work with me. I mean, that's the problem.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
Well, you know, apparently I can be difficult.
No.
Don't be serious. No, I didn't think I could either. I thought that was a load of bollocks as well.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, that's all right. Okay. So anyway, have you had a good week? Has everything gone well for you or not?
Everything has gone reasonably well this week, I think.
Good, 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 good. Yeah, well, I've got rid of my cold, nearly. Little phlegm every now and then, so if I suddenly go, you'll know why.
Okay, thanks for that again.
Good, good, yeah. Yes, it's been a nice week, warm weather, blue skies for the end of September. You can't complain, can you? Well, where I was, anyway, because, of course, the righteous always get the sunshine.
I'm still wearing my sunglasses.
Are you? Well, yeah, but that's probably just best to hide your face. To be quite honest, I'm not being rude, but, you know, there are children out there who could end up having nightmares if they saw the full frontal face.
I don't go out during the day. It's okay.
Yeah, well, that's all right then. That's okay. That's good. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm having dinner at the House of Lords this week.
I've had afternoon tea at the House of Lords.
Have you? Oh, right. I'm just... For my charity, Kidney Cancer UK, check out the website. And if anybody can help us raise money, please go and have a look. But for the charity celebrating its 10th year, we're having a dinner at the House of Lords. Invited lots of wealthy people along. Hopefully they're going to give us lots of money.
That rules me out then.
Yeah, that's why you weren't invited. I like to go to the House of Lords because when you go with your sword, there is a peg for you to hang it on.
You've got a sword.
Yeah, I know. That's what I said. When I shall go in full dress uniform, which will require me taking the sword, won't it?
Yeah, they've tightened up security a bit around that area, so I'd be a bit careful.
Oh, right. Yeah, I suppose you're right. Yeah, but, I mean, it's ceremonial.
Oh, yeah, just run towards them shouting, "It's ceremonial, honest." That'll work.
Well, I'm not running anywhere. Okay, fine, right. Got a new pair of shoes. Very nice. Blue suede with a little red stripe in.
There's a song there, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know why. Blue suede shoes. I mean, who'd write a song about blue suede shoes?
I've no idea.
Yeah. Do you want to have a look at them? Yeah, actually, I'm just wondering whether they go, yeah, I think they're very nice, actually. Yes, I shall definitely wear them.
With your suit?
With dinner suit, yeah. They're kind of, they're rather nice, fairly pointed. Yeah, I think I will, yeah. I will wear them, and they have a red bit down the back.
Yeah. They'll definitely remember you, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you think it's a bad idea. I won't take the sword.
No, I'd go with the sword and the shoes. Yeah, you gotta, you know, do the full thing.
Yeah, well, I was wondering whether I might wear sort of a gold chain round my neck and go the whole hog. They're nice, though, aren't they, yeah?
Well, they're different.
Yeah. For those of you who just joined us and wonder what the hell this is the James Whale Radio Show podcast, which is broadcast from a small room in my house, produced by Rob, who is sitting in a slightly larger studio on the Isle of, well, I can't really tell you, it's a secret, but he's in North Wales somewhere, and I'm in the southeast of England. The technology is so incredible nowadays. You don't need to go anywhere, do you? I could roll out of bed. In fact, I'm three strides from my bed.
Have you paced out?
I have. I have to walk through a wardrobe, but three strides away from my bed.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway. Right, I've forgotten what we're doing today, really. All sorts of things. Oh, some good news, by the way. Let's start off with some good news. The Saudi Arabians have decided that women can drive cars. And I put out on Twitter, actually, an advertisement from Ford. Ford in Arabia. They've put out an ad saying, look forward to welcoming female drivers from Saudi Arabia. And it's completely black with two female eyes. So you look at it and you think, oh, there's somebody wearing a burqa, right?
Right.
But it is. Go on Twitter and have a look. But what it is, two eyes of a woman in a rear view mirror.
Oh, right. Okay.
But when you first look at it, you look at it and you think, oh, it's a burqa.
Very clever.
Very, very clever. So well done to Ford for that. Ireland, the island of Ireland, the Republic of Ireland has seen sense. It's going to have a referendum on abortion because abortion is illegal in Ireland. It's illegal in Northern Ireland. It's illegal in the whole of Ireland. The Pope's coming to visit them, try and dissuade them, I suppose. Not being a religious person, as you know myself, a Pope's just an old bloke who wears a white frock, as far as I'm concerned.
He's just a man.
He is a man. Of course he's a bloke. You know, we're living in the 21st century and people are kind of worshipping other people. It's absolutely appalling. Maybe Ireland will move forward into the 21st century and a woman will have the right to choose whether she wishes to have a child or not. And all this ridiculous threats from the other side of, oh, you're killing a human being and everything else will stop. And if actually that were true, and none of us know, do we? If you are killing a human being by having an abortion, then that human being goes straight to heaven, doesn't it?
Yes, definitely, if you believe in that.
So you would cut out all the aggro of living the life here.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to put up with this show when you're older, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, there we are. There's a win-win situation. So those are two good news stories. there's any other good news story? There's a Labour Party conference, which cheers us all up, I suppose. I have never seen so much f***ing rubbish in my life as that which came out of the Labour Party conference and these idiots at Momentum. I mean, talk about taking us back in time. Okay, you know, there are some things that need to be done differently. There are some real problems with divisions of wealth in this country that needs to be addressed, but you get that lot. And honestly, I don't know what would happen. They're treating Jeremy Corbyn, who's a nice bloke, he's a quiet bloke, who I don't think ever really wanted to be the leader of the Labour Party, nice bloke, and he's got carried away now, and they're treating him like a rock star. It reminded me, all that they've got scarves with his name on and T-shirts with his name on and music and everything, and it reminded me of a Bay City Rollers concert. Just absolutely repulsive, repugnant, and appalling. I mean, I don't suppose Tories are going to be much better, but maybe slightly more sensible. And they will look so. You know, I'm sorry, but I can't. I really can't be doing with that, to be honest with you.
Was it like one of those Apple convention things?
Yes.
Where everyone whoops and cheers?
Yes, sort of. But Jeremy Corbyn, bless him, is a really poor orator. He's good at standing on a little soapbox with a crowd of people sort of yelling, you know, socialist ideas. But being up on a big stage and all this sort of, you know, he doesn't want really to be a celebrity, doesn't like it, doesn't appreciate those sort of things, but seemed to me was sucking it up. And it's all these people who think it's going to be great. All that they will think, you know, you get a socialist government in, we'll all be better off than we are. It never works that way. You know, there is never a point in time when everybody is equal. Because if it was, we'd all have Rolls Royces and Bentleys and live in big mansions, wouldn't we? And we don't.
We wouldn't, because there wouldn't be enough production.
No, I suppose you're right. I suppose you're right. I mean, there should be a basic minimum. People should have a decent place to live, enough money to live on, and a good education. And the reason we don't have that a lot of the time is because the sodding politicians argue too much. They get into power for a couple of years, and then somebody else comes in, and then it goes back to the beginning. So you make two steps forward and one step back all the time. That's my considered opinion, and you're stuck with it. Actually, going back to the women driving in Saudi Arabia, we put it out on Facebook. Oh, actually, on Facebook as well, you may have heard my interview with Professor Green, which I did on my talk radio show the other day.
What, from Cluedo?
No, Professor Green, you know, the rap artist.
I don't remember them specifying what he was a professor of.
No, I don't know. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. But Professor Green, he's a rap artist. So I played him the old Whaley rap, and he thought it was quite... I mean, obviously, you could hear him really getting excited when he heard it.
So he's a professional rapper?
Yeah, professor of rapper, I would have thought, if he's a professor.
And he thought your Whaley rap was good?
Yeah. I mean, haven't we got it on our Facebook site?
I question his credentials then.
You might, but he's a big rapper. Big rapper.
Good at Christmas?
I don't know. But actually, so we need to get the Whaley rap out and give it another spin, I think.
We can play the Whaley rap, if you like, at the end of the show.
Well, why don't we do the whole of the Whaley rap? This is the one I recorded back in the 80s when I worked for Radio Air in Leeds.
I'll play it at the end of the show. That way all the radio stations have to put it out.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, do we get PRS on that?
I don't know, but I'm sure Radio Air gets a mention.
Okay. Can we put the interview that I did with Professor Green out as well?
Yeah.
And tie it all in. You see, that would be good production value. If a decent producer would get that together.
Yeah, but, you know, I get a bit jealous about you working for the other station. So, you know, why should I put the work of your other, you know, stuff?
Well, because, you know, it benefits all of us. And listen, I told you, if you want to come down and produce my show on talk radio, then there is a job there. But you don't want to leave the Welsh, do you?
No, you know, if I go down there, then I'll get offered a job and then, you know, I'll have to stay and then I'll have to get another house and then I'll have to move my wife and the dog and the daughter down and find schools.
Flipping moan, then.
You know, it's a lot of faff, really, for, you know...
Yeah, faff off, then, if that's how you feel.
All right, I'll play the Whaley rap. I'll compromise. I'll play the Whaley rap at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And Professor Green...
I want the bit where Professor Green says... that's really good.
I'll tag that in at the very, very end, then. Does he actually say that, though?
I've no idea. I can't remember. Well, it was only yesterday or the day before, but I can't remember. So, you can go and hear it anyway, can't you?
The Whaley rap is on YouTube, on your YouTube channel.
No, Professor Green talking about... He's a professor of rap, isn't he?
Well, so you say.
Yeah.
As far as I was aware, he's famous for murdering Colonel Mustard in the kitchen with a candlestick.
Oh, shut up. You know what Anyway, sort that out for the end of the show. I forgot what we were talking about now.
Women driving in Saudi Arabia. You got some comments to read out. See, I'm doing
my job.
I did,
actually, didn't I? And I lost them because you were talking. I have to go through thing me, Bob. Here we go. Right, so what I put out on Saudi Arabia on YouTube... What I put out on Facebook earlier this week was women can now drive in Saudi Arabia. Whatever next? Paul Kennedy says, geez, they'll want to vote next. Yeah, but I don't think that's going to happen in Saudi Arabia. Roy Day say, will they drive an Audi in Saudi? I tell you what, Roy, that is a bloody good advertising slogan, isn't it?
It is, yes.
It could be sort of, make sure you drive an Audi here in Saudi.
Voice over there, that'll be £5 extra, please, thank you.
Jeff Samuel said it will be interesting to see how many women they allow to take a test and whether any pass. That's a very good point. Darren, because apparently it can damage your ovaries, according to some learned people in Saudi Arabia.
Hang on a minute. It can damage your ovaries by driving?
Apparently.
What about if you're a passenger? It's okay.
Well, it could damage everything, I think, if you're a passenger. Yeah. Darren Shilcross says, but they continue to stone women to death for infidelity? Disgusting backward country. Well, Darren, yeah, but we still think they're great, don't we? I mean, we sell, you know, huge armaments to them so they can go and bomb people in the Yemen. But women can drive, so it's not all bad. Rob Riley says, free elections, religious freedom, not funding ISIS, not cutting people's heads off, and gay rights would be a start. It's a stain on Britain's reputation that we sell arms to this regime. Couldn't agree with you more, Rob. Absolutely right. David Booth, women are now allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia. Whether they can or not remains to be seen. Colin Watkins says, good, they should run their 20 husbands over. Neil Bethel says, I would like to see that they can have more than 10 husbands. All right. Chris James says, well, they can't drive in England. Ducks behind sofa, shouting, incoming. Yeah. Women don't have a sense of humour about this, Chris, it has to be said. Kieran Fox, I've not a problem with women. I do have about restricted hijab vision. I am sure that's not a major contribution to road safety. And it goes on. Loads of you commenting on that. So thank you very much indeed. Yeah, it was funny how the Saudis announced it, and then the bloke announcing it, I think the foreign minister started clapping himself because he thought there was such a leap in the right direction. But you're absolutely right. Other things that they do in Saudi are despicable, disgusting, and humiliating. And it's not a country, in my view, it's not a country we should have much to do with. But I don't hear any of the political parties saying this. I didn't hear anybody saying it at the Labour Party conference. You know, there might have been fringe meetings who said it, but it wasn't reported. And we still, you know, every time I broach this to a politician and they say, yes, but we need to keep trading with them so we can gradually change the way they behave. We shouldn't trade with any country that locks up or executes homosexuals or stones women to death or behaves in the way that they do. We shouldn't, just because they've got a lot of oil. I mean, what would be stopping us actually just going in and taking over Saudi Arabia?
Well, it's all doable. We could sell them faulty artillery and stuff, couldn't we?
I don't believe for one second that we don't have some kind of fail-safe programs installed in the armaments we give them that we could turn them off at a moment's notice.
It's probably hard to turn a bullet off, though.
Yeah, but their soldiers are not that good, apparently, according to friends of mine in the forces.
I wouldn't want to try it out, though.
Well, no, you and I wouldn't, because we're not trained. Well, you're not.
Well...
And I'm too old, so, you know. Any thoughts? You can get in touch. Whaley's call box. Have we got any call box calls? Any sensible ones?
Yeah, yeah, we'll go over to the call box right now, then.
Well, hang on. I haven't finished talking.
Oh, okay. We won't go over to the
Whaley's
call box.
Yeah. You can, so you can ring the number. Rob, give them the number.
Okay. 0117.
No.
Oh, no. I've just done it, haven't I?
Zero.
Hang on.
My new campaign to drop the O.
I did.
Because when in a phone number, it isn't an O. It is a zero.
Hang on a second. Just slapped myself on the wrist.
Good. I'll give another one as well.
Okay.
Good.
0117-230-1771 is the number you need to call.
Yeah, it's on the website, jameswellradio.co.uk, but you probably knew that anyway. And leave a message, your thoughts on it. And also you could email us at jameswellradio@gmail.com.
We have some Wales mail.
Good. Well, we'll do that later. Now, I've got something else to talk about. I mentioned
Hang on. Can we play the Wales call box?
Why?
Well, you just went straight into something else. We didn't...
Yeah, because I was mentioning fringe meetings, wasn't I? And it reminded me of something. And if we go into that, I'll have forgotten it. So do you mind shutting up?
Okay. I'm just doing my job.
Now I've forgotten the woman's name, but she's the new Labour MP for Kensington and Chelsea. And she's a stupid woman, and a stupid, stupid woman. She appeared on the front page of The Sun the other day. And do you know what she said?
No, I don't.
She has been rude about Prince Harry. Do you know what she said about him?
He's ginger.
That'd be stupid. Remember, this is a royalist programme, not a Republican programme. We don't like Republicans on this show. What she said was, she inferred that Harry could not get his chopper up.
But he's a fully trained pilot.
That's correct. She said he just can't get his chopper up.
No, that's not right at all. That's not right.
No, I know. She said he sits in the seat and goes vroom, vroom, vroom. Now, she said this to a fringe meeting at the Labour Party conference of Republicans. I've never met one that was very bright, by the way. Historically, this is, you know, we have a royal family. Now, if you want to condemn royal families, condemn the Saudi Arabian royal family because they are dictators. basically. But we have a royal family that doesn't have any political power, which is good. They are a figurehead and a publicity machine for this country, and also a kind of fail-safe as well. It is much better than having a president, and I think does a, you know, much, much better than having to have another referendum or a vote or whatever. You know, we have these people who have so far in my lifetime been excellent. Yeah, I'm sure we could get some bad ones, but so far we've been good. And if we get some that just can't hack it, I'm sure we could change them or whatever. But I can't stand Republicans. I don't like them much at all. A bit like, you know, Christians and Muslims and outright religious people. I'm not very fond of them. As long as, you know, I don't mind them, as long as they don't go on about it. And so this woman, I can't remember her name now, which is a bit annoying because, anyway, never mind. She should be struck off. She can't be a politician and be this rude about one of our royal princes. And she was rude about William, a future king. Why wasn't she dragged off to the Tower of London? Chain her to a wall, leave her there for a week on bread and water. She'll soon change her ridiculously stupid mind.
Make sure it's gluten-free bread, though, of course.
I have invited her on my talk radio show. I am waiting. Bated breath. I am waiting. So that may happen in the next few days. Check out talk radio, DAB online. Get the app and listen out. Right, okay, now I've got that off my chest. If you want, by the way, if you want to take me up on republicanism and all that sort of shocking stuff, go and record a message for us. We'll play it on the program or send me an email. Just remind everybody what Whaley's call box number is.
Oh, I remember now. 0117-230-1771.
Hopefully, we'll be playing some of yours next week. I did also ask if you are one of those rather sad individuals who's looking forward to Jeremy Corbyn's premiership. Not that I think it's going to happen. On Facebook, and these are some of your responses. Mark Moody said, like a hole in a parachute. Nikki Sinclair said, like, I'm looking forward to meeting a unicorn. Bill Roberts, yes. Let May get Brexit out of the way, which is a mess of the Tory party's own making, and then Corbyn for Prime Minister. Don't think so, Bill. Don't think so. Paul Kennedy, listen up, you nasty Tory wankbot. Can you call me that?
It's an S on the end. It wasn't directed specifically at you.
Oh, right. Okay, fine. Otherwise, we'd have to send George round to have a little chat with Mr. Kennedy, wouldn't we?
Not George. Don't send George. That's not fair. Really, is
oh,
it?
Well. Anyway, Kennedy goes on to say, it's over. We're all over your marginals. Your party is shit. Your leader is an arms-dealing, soulless... We're gonna bury you clowns once and for all, self-serving zealot dickbags. Yeah, interestingly, that most socialists actually have the command of the English language, which leaves a lot to be desired. You guys, Mr. Kennedy, will never get into power. And also, they're threatening. You know, there have been a number of journalists who've had to have bodyguards because they've been threatened on social media by these kind of lefty louts. You're idiots, all of you. You are absolute idiots. Jim Callan, uselessness and ineptitude have been the hallmarks of the current Tory leadership. And Jeremy Corbyn, at his worst, couldn't be as bad. Don't you believe it, Jim. Craig, mind you, I do believe we need a decent premier. We need somebody like Margaret Thatcher. Oh, she was brilliant, wasn't she? Let me know your views. JamesWellRadio@gmail.com. Craig North says the future leader of the UK will be Anne Marie Waters. You may not know her yet, but you will this coming Friday. I tell you what, she won't get to lead anything, mate. She is a nasty piece of racist... She will not lead anything. And she's too scared, by the way. She's proposed leader of UKIP, and that will finish them off. Actually, I hope she gets the job, because that will finish them off completely, Craig North. And if she's got anything about her, she'll answer my invitations to come on my radio show and have a little chat. But I don't think she will, because she's an inarticulate fool. Paul Bexfield says, I was a lifelong Labour voter until Corbyn came along. Not anymore. And the thought of putting Abbott in charge of anything puts the fear of God up me. When he's gone, I might consider giving them another go. Stuart Levin says the new Labour tagline, for the many, not the... Oh, God, yeah. Roy Owen says, no, listening to the bollocks they were spouting this week at the conference, it's frightening. The second they get into power will trigger a recession. And so it goes on. So thank you very much indeed. Those are the thoughts of some of you about the possibility of Jeremy Corbyn's premiership, which I don't think it'll come. I really don't think it'll come. Now, Diane Abbott said something very interesting over the week. She wants to bring in black only lists for prospective Labour Party members of Parliament. And I want to have a little chat about that, if I might. But first, I think we should do some music, don't you?
Yeah, we can do some music.
Music or Wales Mail?
Let's do the music. I've got a CD here.
Have you? Yeah. Oh, the Jamie Porter Band. Didn't I have the Jamie Porter Band playing live on a programme?
No, but you can do, I'm sure. I'm sure he'll come in and do some...
I think I did, anyway. They dropped off a copy of their new album. Thank you. Who's that? Well, I just put out a tweet and there's just some response come back to it. Just about my dog. Right, what's it called?
The album's called Sonic Smile. I've got it here.
And what track are you going to play?
Well, I'll give you a choice, if you like. You can
either You've not really produced this properly, have you?
Oh, it's literally just dropped in now, in my hand.
Has it?
Yes.
All right. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Here's the Jamie Porter Band with a track from their new album, Selected by Rob.
Let's have track number 9, the last track on the album, called Lay It On Me.
Yeah.
we are, the Jamie Porter Band and Lay It On Me. You that definitely the track you wanted to play?
Well, I haven't heard the others yet. I mean, I'll listen to... I've heard one or two of them before.
don't forget Whaley's Call Box if you were... I put out before that Daisy, the rain has stopped and she wants to go out and everybody's sort of picking up on it on Twitter. Right. The call box number 0117-230-171 if you want to have your say on anything we mention. Let me talk about Diane Abbott because she made this comment not long ago, which I just thought was very, very stupid. In fact, I talked about it on the show on Talk Radio. Did I ever tell you I had a show on Talk Radio?
You've told me. Have you told everyone else?
Yeah. I don't know. Monday to Thursday, 7 in the evening. And then I do a little soiree on a Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Anyway, I was talking to a bloke on the show the other day. I think he was the director of Black Votes Matter or something like that. And he got really, really heated with me. And I'm sorry, but I'm not having that. I've been on the radio how long? 40-odd years?
Yeah, something like that, yes.
You know, and even if you don't like me, you probably heard of me if you're sort of 60-ish.
Yeah.
I've never been spoken to like this. I've never done that. I said, you never heard my shows. I don't even know who you are. Stupid man. Stupid, stupid man. because even if you don't listen, you know, you should know I'm a rude sod, shouldn't you?
You could just do a wiki on you.
Yeah, do a wiki on me, yeah. Anyway, Diane Abbott has said she wants all black shortlists for Labour candidates in certain constituencies. Now, as I said, I like Diane Abbott. She's a funny person. She doesn't deserve to get the stick that she gets. And I noticed some of the people who are making comments about her, like Paula Ann Brown. I'm not reading that out, Paula, because it's rude. You don't need to put the last bit of that in. Faye Gardner says, Abbott's one of the biggest racists in this country. How the hell has she still got a job? And she's not one of the biggest racists. She's misguided. You can't have all black shortlists for Labour candidates in certain constituencies, because you're saying to the rest of the people in that constituency that our political party doesn't care. Mark says you should employ the right person for the job regardless of race or age or sex. And that's exactly my view. That's exactly my view. You know, Diane Abbott, Dawn Butler, two black women who've done exceptionally well in politics, and there are many more. It is up to individuals. And people say, well, people can't get... Of course they can. Listen, the political parties in this country, like the BBC... are falling over themselves to get women. And if you're a woman of colour, then, you know, you probably are at an advantage to a balding, middle-aged white guy. Seriously. I honestly believe that. And if that is not the truth, I would like somebody to prove it to me. Christina Farley said it's discriminatory, but usually these applicants have all the characteristics of white, middle-aged, middle-class males, regardless of race, age, or gender. It's not very nice, Christina. I take that to heart, to be honest with you. Mark Pearson says, horrid, vile, disgusting excuse for a human being. You see, that sort of thing is, you know, I think very unfair, okay? And I don't understand why some people pick on the way Diane Abbott looks, pick on her colour, and think that that is acceptable. Jonathan, it isn't acceptable. What else have we got? Chris Price says, to all those saying, what's the problem? Well, the problem is this. If a white MP said that about white people, then everybody would be calling them racist and demand that they get the sack. Interesting point Chris makes. Think about it. Darren Barretti says, since the libtards and Labour are so keen to throw the racist card at anybody opposing their agendas, maybe it is time to return the insult, starting with this pathetic... You see, yeah, Darren, still a little bit rude. She's, you know, I don't think she's pathetic. I think she's misguided, a bit of a prat. Not doing women or black women in particular any favours, because, you know, if it was a black-only list, excuse me, and you get the job, you think, oh, did I get the job because of my colour, or did I get the job because I am the best applicant for the job? Got any thoughts? You can email me, jamesworldradio@gmail.com. I think we've got to that time in the programme now where it's time for Tech Talk.
Do you want to put your feet up then?
I am. Losing my voice a bit. Yeah, very good.
Okay.
There you go, yeah.
This might cheer you up, or might not.
What?
Twitter. Yeah. You know, you've only got 140 characters to play with.
Yeah, I know they're going to double it, but it doesn't cheer me up much.
A lot of people are actually complaining, to be fair, because they like the way it's succinct.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
So a lot of people that have been given the trial, 280, are taking the mickey with it, because they're not happy. So they might change their mind.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's my view.
Yeah, I like the fact that they've tweaked it a little bit where, you know, if you include people in the tweet, they don't count that anymore. Websites that you're tagging, if it's a really long web address, that's the entire 140 characters gone. That has now been discounted from the count. So I think that was the step in the right direction. I think doubling it's a bit too much.
I would agree. Okay, go on.
Dyson cars in 2020.
I have a... have I got a... No, I haven't. I've got... what have I got? I've got a G-Tech lawnmower.
Right.
And I've got a G-Tech hedge trimmer.
Okay.
And they're brilliant.
How does that tie in with Dyson cars?
I think G-Tech are going to make a car. They're making bikes, aren't they? Electric bikes.
Yeah. They've been working on a car, apparently, on secret projects for a couple of years. So if their hoovers are anything to go by, it should be quite good. They might even clean up in the car industry.
I think their hoovers are shit, by the way.
Yeah, to be fair, though, now you say that. Yeah, I've had a lot of Dyson hoovers over the year that you've had to replace loads of parts. But to be fair to them, they're easy to fix.
I don't like Dyson because he gets them made in China. So stuff them.
Amazon Echo, you know, the Alexa thing. That's having an upgrade. It's got three new body styles to blend into your living room, I suppose. And
you don't use yours much anymore, do you?
I do listening to music because I've got the Amazon Music app, so it's unlimited music anytime. So you just say to Alexa, play this song, and it plays. It's quite nice.
Gone are the days of going to a record shop and buying a record.
No, you don't need to do that. You don't need to go to a cinema and buy a ticket anymore. You don't need to go to a record store and buy a record anymore. So it's all about paying a subscription. Yeah. Amazon have a little device called the Amazon Show, which is like an Amazon Echo box, but with a little display on it, so a little TV on it. Well, YouTube have pulled all their YouTube videos off it, so you can no longer watch YouTube on it. But they are working on trying to resolve their issues between each other.
I'm very happy about that.
Makes no difference to you, young. You've got one.
No, I don't care. I really don't care.
I'm just reporting the tech news.
Right. Get on with it, then.
No, I've had enough now. I'm going to do films.
No. Is there nothing else you want to talk about?
No, I'm not doing tech talk anymore.
Should we not talk about how G-Tech is such a great company? I might get something free.
How good is your G-Tech lawnmower?
Very good. I mean, I don't have a lot of grass to cut, but very, very good. Very quiet. Cuts it very short. Nobody complains about the noise. And I know lots of blokes they like the power of the little motor mower. And some people, you know, some people I've spoken to, they don't have much grass, but what they want is a ride-on mower.
Yeah, I want a ride-on mower. I've got a little island in my lawn so I can drive round and round and round it.
Tiro.
Can't you get a robotic lawnmower? You got a robotic vacuum cleaner. Why can't you get a...
I was going to say that. We have got a robotic vacuum cleaner. It's excellent, too.
Well, see, if you had Amazon Alexa, you could say to it, Mr. Vacuum Cleaner, can you vacuum, please? And it would go off and do its vacuuming.
And also, do you know you have a lifetime guarantee? If anything goes wrong, they replace it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I might get one there.
I mean, it is quite expensive, but you never have to replace it.
What's it like for hair, though?
Great.
Because I'm always having to detangle the Hoover at home because both my wife and my daughter have very long hair, so it seems to sort of arrive inside the vacuum.
Strange enough, so is my wife. But, you know, it manages with that, and it manages with the dog fluff, and it manages with all the other dirt. And it compacts it into a little thing, and it's easy to empty. It goes around, cleans the floor. When it needs to recharge, it goes back to its base and recharges itself.
Have you ever caught your dog sitting on it and having a ride?
No. They fight it, but no.
Oh, okay.
And then when it's full, it stops and says it wants to be emptied.
Oh, that's a bit crap. Can't it empty itself?
No, I'm sorry. That is the only drawback. It can't empty itself.
Okay.
So basically, you have to take it to the toilet. Go on.
Should we do films now?
Yeah, go on.
Kingsman, The Golden Circle.
Yeah, any good?
Yeah, it's okay. Go and see it. I think you'd enjoy that.
I'll have to wait till it comes out on What's It.
When it comes out on What's It, I'll send you a copy of the What's It on
good,
Blu-ray.
Cool. Yeah.
Have you seen any of the Blu-rays I've sent you?
I've seen a couple. They're good. None of them are very famous, though.
No, I like to send you movies that, you know, are a little bit different.
I don't do art house. Just send me...
No. You weren't supposed to watch those.
No, I wasn't going to say anything like that. I was going to say my kind of movies, the movies I like, the Bourne movies, all of those I loved.
Right, have you seen them all?
Yeah, I've seen them all. Taken.
Taken 1, 2 and 3.
I've seen them all. I thought they were great.
Very good. Have you seen Returned?
No. Get on with it.
That's it. I've had enough of
is it?
Films.
Right.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. I think we probably could do Wales Mail now, don't you?
Let's get on with the show, as they say.
Yeah, let's get on with the show. Okay. Right, Wales Mail. And if you want to send us a little missive, is that what? Yeah, a little missive, you could do that. Peter McBride. He says, James, was just going through some of my old stuff and memories, including the show with Bernard and Charlie. What a laugh. And also your radio show, he says. Great, keep well. Kind regards, Peter McBride. Thank you, Peter. Don't forget, back on Talk Radio, you can hear me there. And also, for those of you who never watched my old TV shows because you're too young in the 90s, go to our website, jameswellradio.co.uk, and you can see it's probably slightly embarrassing now because you wouldn't get away with most of that stuff now, would you?
I've done all this week is watch you dancing.
Oh, that must be nice. Now, what's this from Colin from Geelong? It looks rude, this.
Well, you read it and I'll bleep it out.
Okay. All right, boss. Just read your book and it was a good f***ing read. He's Australian, this bloke. Good on you, mate. It was honest, no nonsense, and close to the bone. Massively enjoyed the sweaty podcast. If Rob has more work to do, pay him more jelly tots, you tight c***. Anyway, keep up the adequate work, you f***ing pillock. You look after business and stay on the radar. Now, f*** off. Nice, very nice. Very nice indeed. Yeah. Pillock.
I remember sending him the book.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
I hope he paid for it.
Well, he paid normal price and I had to pay to send it to Australia. And I think it cost almost the same price as what he paid for the book.
Oh, dear. Why do we not make any money? There must be a way of making money. Otherwise, we'll have to stop doing this. What we need is a benefactor. We need a sponsor. We've had Ford. And they still sponsor us a bit. We've sell a few things. But we could do with looking at how we can make this more... Or what is the word they use in corporate? We need to monetize this thing.
I've been trying Roundtree's for years. I'm still not getting anywhere.
Oh, well, never mind. You might try McVitie's because there was a good story this week. McVitie's have now turned their Jaffa Cakes into less fattening Jaffa Cakes because you get 10 in a box instead of 12.
So the new Baker's Dozen is now 10?
Yeah, which it should always have been because it fits into everything. 10 is a much easier and better thing than 12, in my view. So your thoughts online were, Michael Bassett said, they go decimal just as we're leaving the EU. Yeah, but we're not going to be decimal, trust me, Michael. I couldn't stand that. In fact, I don't think we're going to leave the EU. We're going to pretend to leave the EU. But we won't. Mind you, the story that I haven't had a chance to talk to anybody about, might do it next week. Who the f***ing hell do the Americans think they are? Imposing a 220% tariff on Bombardier, who make the wings, and Boeing are complaining. And so America have put a 220% tariff on this stuff coming into America, so that it is likely to put thousands of people in Northern Ireland who rely on that work app, Bombardier, out of work. Who the hell do the Americans think they are?
They're our new trading partners.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do great deals, and they're going to stick 220% tariffs on everything. You know, when are we going to wake up and realize the Americans are only interested in themselves? And they're not a nation. They're just a bunch of immigrants, let's be honest. The nation that was there has been destroyed, and that is partly our fault because they are mostly from Europe, or their descendants. I'm annoyed about that. I was going to talk more about that, but there we are. Shall we finish the program, though, with Jaffa Cakes?
Jaffa Cake and then questions for the whale.
Yeah, yeah. David Billing says, it's like asking for a Diet McDonald's burger. Well, it's not.
No, it's not at all, because there's a jelly filling in the Jaffa Cake.
Yeah. And do you know that's apricot?
Yeah, it's not really orangey, is it?
No, and it's not really made in Jaffa, is it?
Jaffa's just a seedless orange, isn't it?
I don't know. We should know, shouldn't we? We're showing our ignorance. Charles Sarah Jane. What sort of name is that, Charles Sarah Jane? Still in the same size box to fool consumers, I bet. Well, it's not fooling you. I mean, there are only 10 in the box. It costs the same as if there were 12, so instead of putting the price up, you get less Jaffa Cakes. But that's a win-win situation for the fat bastards who eat them.
What if you've got a family of 12? What are you going to do then?
Buy two. David Massey says, meanwhile, supermarket Jaffa Cakes, which taste the same, remain at 12 or more. Well, there is always that. Alison Browning, well, we'll get two boxes and eat them. Stupid society taking away our fun and mollycoddling us. It's like the wanting to ban rugby in schools. Let us have no risks, no fun in life. I have diabetes, and I know jolly well that too many carbs and sweet things will harm me. But I'm big enough and ugly enough to be in control of how many I help myself eat. Quite right too, Alison. If Alison can do it, we can all do it. Shall we finish with questions for the whale?
Yeah, because we've got to get these questions out of the way, because we've got to play the whaley rap at the end.
I was thinking that, yeah, and I don't want to miss that. And Professor Green telling me how good it was.
If he doesn't, I'll just put on a voice.
No, I think you're not going to do that. Yes, you know. Oh, dear.
Oh, dear? What?
No, I'm just coughing.
Oh, I see. I thought
anyway,
you had
right, okay, go okay. on.
Peter Stain, do you really believe that human beings first arrived on the planet in a spaceship?
Yeah, I do, actually. I actually do. We're working hard now for future generations to be able to leave this planet, because eventually this planet will become uninhabitable. All planets do, and it's got nothing to do with what car you drive or anything else. Eventually, the climate wears out. And so all these pillocks about green issues really gets up my nose about it. The planet will become uninhabitable for human beings, and we'll have to move somewhere else. And I think that's probably what happened in the past, that human beings came to this planet and colonized it. In fact, if you look back at some of these religious books, it kind of shows you that that's what happened. I mean, the story of Adam and Eve must go back to two members from another planet coming here and starting the new race. So how could you not believe it? I mean, it's obvious, isn't it?
Simon Davis, have you ordered
It's obvious, isn't it?
Yes, James.
Yeah.
Simon Davis, have you ordered your iPhone?
That's a very good point, actually, Simon. No, I haven't yet, but I should do, shouldn't I?
Yes, you should. Your phone keeps beeping.
No, I'm doing lots on Twitter at the moment. Go to my Twitter site, Talk
okay.
Radio.
I wouldn't want to disturb you then.
No, good. Well, don't. Yeah.
Paul Hyam, why aren't the British public getting a 2.9% pay rise the same as inflation?
Why aren't they?
Yes.
Because they're not.
Okay, Mary Butterworth.
Yeah.
Would you consider doing MasterChef, and what would your dish to wow the judges be?
I would consider doing MasterChef, and my dish to wow the judges would probably be my special avant-garde beans on toast.
And what is special about it?
No, I'm not telling you. Because you could rip off the recipe.
Are you going to make the beans from scratch?
Well, I could do. But why bother when you can get them in a tin?
That's a fair point. Yeah, you could get them from a tin. Yeah. Eddie Murray. James, whatever happened to Cookie?
I don't know, really.
I've seen a lot of Cookie recently. And when I say I've seen a lot of Cookie, I really mean I've seen a lot of Cookie. If you go on YouTube channel, you can see a lot of Cookie as well.
Well, there was a lot of Cookie to see.
Yeah, there was.
And sometimes it fell out.
Yeah, there were a few slips, yes.
Yeah, yeah, and but I believe she's still around. I haven't actually seen Cookie for a number of years, and if anybody out there knows where she is, I think she used to live on the Isle of Sheppey in Kent. I'm not sure, but I would love to meet her again. I haven't seen Cookie for a long, long time.
I'll ask you afterwards what her real name is and see if I can find her for you.
No, that is the only name I know for her.
Really?
Absolutely, seriously. Yeah, that is the only name I ever had for Cookie. I don't know what her surname is, or that's the only name I ever knew her by.
Wow, you learn something new every day. Jeff Summers, what's the highest number you think you can count to?
Oh, I know I can count to 10.
Can you count to 11?
Yeah, I mean, at a push, I could probably do 50 or 60. I'd just forget after a while and get bored.
Okay.
I mean, I can count to 100. So if I can count to 100, then I can count to 1,000.
1,001?
Yeah, I just go on counting, but it just takes so long and I get bored. And what a stupid f***ing question that was.
Frank Williams, is it a silent S or a silent C in the word scent?
Do you know, to be fair, I don't really care.
Ah, I thought you were going to say something really interesting then.
Well, that is about as interesting a response as the question deserves.
Well, I thought you were going to say if it was sent with just an S, then it would be like the Royal Mail have sent it in the post. And if it was sent with a C, it'd be like the American currency. So they had to, you know, separate the two from the real smelling scent. So they put an S and a C together.
What a f***ing dull life you must have.
I don't know what I was saying then. I was just making stuff up.
Yeah, no, I can tell. All right, carry on.
No, that's it. I'm going to take the piss out of me, you know.
I am. Right, ladies and gentlemen, here it is. It's available on YouTube. In fact, could we not press... Will you shut up tweeting me? Could we not press some more copies of this? Or if there's enough response, we'll redo it and bring it out this coming Christmas, shall we?
But then we got the Whaley Christmas, Whaley Goes to Christmas or whatever the song's called. What's it called?
Oh, right, okay. Well, so many songs, I don't know. And then there's Bimbo, but maybe we shouldn't talk about that. Right, so thank you, Rob. Talk to you next week. Don't forget, I'm on Talk Radio Monday to Thursday and Sunday morning. Here is the Whaley Rap.
From 10 till 2, Whaley's on the line for you. Give me a ring, I'll be there, the mega mouth of radio air. Women join me cold and ranting, but when they leave, they're hot and panting. I put up with each adorer, it's only natural with my aura.
Don't try and beat me with your stick. Next to me, you'll just look thick. In arguments, I can't be flawed. It's little wonder I'm adored.
Whaley's on all round town, everybody's getting down. Don't turn that dial, never, never. I'm the most famous man in the whole world.
James Blair Radio. church bells rang on every hill in every dale. All men and women, hail James Whale.
If you're weak and prone to panic, I can help you be dynamic. If life's dull, it's not too late, I can help you, I'm so great. I said all the women crazy, they just want to love and praise me. I've got culture, I've got style, the man in me stands out a mile. I'm the one who knows it all, so listen up and hear the call. Listen good to what I say and live your life the Whaley way. Don't be stupid, show some sense and join the Whale experience. I'm more macho, I'm more clever, the most famous man in the whole world ever.
Visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/jameswhaleradioshow or follow James on Twitter at the James Whale. James Whale, the voice of reason.